The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, anyone who has seen the film March of the Penguins knows that Antarctic penguin species, such as the emperor penguin, live in big gregarious colonies. However, it ends up that they don't cooperate out of altruism. Basically, greed is good for penguins that huddle together to avoid Antarctica's icy weather. According to a new study, penguin groups can maximize everyone's heat when individual birds act selfishly, huddling in ways that keep them toastiest. Even when penguins are selfish, only trying to find the best spot for themselves and not thinking about their community, there is still equality in the amount of time each penguin spends exposed to the wind. Basically, the way it works is that the penguins along the edge of a group are the coldest, and they move toward the center of the huddle in a sort of constant rotation. Naturally, the researchers found that wind speed and direction can alter the shape of a penguin's huddle, but each bird is doing its best to get back to the middle. One thing for sure, though, is that penguins do not have a great sense of smell. Every time I have encountered a penguin colony in the wild, I have been able to smell them long before I saw them.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.